Thank you and good morning. Humboldt State President Lisa Rosbacher joined the presidents from all 23 CSU campuses, as well as the system's top administrators, in condemning President Trump's travel ban. The CSU issued a statement yesterday which said in part, "When something threatens our ability to think beyond our borders and learn from the world as a whole, we will oppose it." Those sentiments will be echoed by the state Senate today when Senate President pro tempore Kevin DeLeon is joined by Senator Mike McGuire and others in Sacramento to issue a Senate resolution in opposition to the ban as well. The statement will also urge federal officials to provide detainees with legal counsel and to comply with existing federal court orders. The Headwaters Fund Board announced yesterday that more than $20,000 in mini-grants is available for the promotion of local economic development projects. Mini-grants are usually between $1,000 to $5,000 and are ideally suited to local nonprofits or local businesses who have teamed up with a nonprofit for a project. The grants will be awarded as long as the funds last, and for information on how to apply and who is eligible, you are encouraged to contact the Headwaters Fund. County Director of Planning and Building John Ford issued a statement yesterday regarding the number of applications that have been filed or the number of applicants who need assistance filing applications for marijuana cultivation licenses. More than 2,000 applications have been submitted in full or partially, and Ford said the Planning Department will continue to provide assistance on Mondays, Thursdays, and Fridays to those who need help with the process. The department will also host weekly meetings each Thursday afternoon from 3 to 4:30 in the month of February to assist applicants as well. The City of Fortuna wants to remind residents that water service will be shut down today to some neighborhoods so that maintenance work can be performed. Water service for those along Southern Loop Road from Ronerville Road to Rancheria, which includes Loop Court and its vicinity, will be cut off from 8:30 this morning until 5 this evening so that repairs can be made to the water system. Jordan Christmas has news from Pelican Bay State Prison.
Pelican Bay State officials are investigating the murder of an inmate who was found dead in his cell. 29-year-old Neil Ramirez, who was serving an 8-year sentence for kidnapping, was found unresponsive in his cell by corrections officials, and despite CPR from ambulance staff, he was pronounced dead. Investigators have identified the suspect as Ramirez's cellmate, a 35-year-old man who was serving 50 years to life for first-degree murder. His name is being withheld as the investigation is underway.
Thank you, Jordan. Sheriff's deputies in Southern Humboldt arrested two of Southern Humboldt's most wanted over the course of 3 days this past weekend. On Friday, deputies responded to an anonymous tip and arrested 22-year-old Zach Brown, wanted for battery causing serious injury. On Sunday, deputies on patrol in Redway spotted and then arrested 37-year-old Jesse Serbrug, who was wanted on felony weapons violations. Both men were booked into county jail. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. As we wrap up the first month of the new year, the Measure Z Advisory Committee has begun the first of several meetings that will determine where proceeds from the sales tax measure will be used for the upcoming year. Included in those outlays will be funding for local roads, a key public safety issue, and since Measure Z began, more than $1 million in funding has been directed at road maintenance, a small percentage of the money needed to make the necessary repairs and upgrades. Supervisor Rex Bone said there is some hope from the state level and that Governor Brown has promised that road funding will not skip rural counties.
And in the governor's budget, he says, he wants to put a $4.7 billion fix for our roads somewhere in there with 50% of it. You know, he stood by a 50% going to rural. That would be huge because our road, and now that we've gone back to our normal weather pattern this year, our roads have taken an extreme beating.
Bone said that road conditions generate a lot of feedback from constituents and that to ensure police, fire, and medical can get to an emergency, they need good roads.
It's probably my number one phone call. My road has a chuck hole that my Volkswagen fell in and I can't find it type deal. That's not an over-exaggeration. There are some bad, bad roads out there. And people are patient. People are polite. They understand. And as we do this, we hear about all the other things we have to spend money on.
You can listen to Supervisor Rex Bone talk roads and funding by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.